Looking into the sky, I stop counting. I know it will all be over in but 5 slow breaths, perhaps 12 quick ones. So I stop breathing altogether, hoping the absence of measure can make the moment longer. If I could force the world to stop their motion, I'd make it so. If I could, with an arcane motion of the hand, with a word forgotten, with a bloody sacrifice, stop the inexorable circling of metaplanets, I'd flail my arms like a madman, I'd scream and gibber, I'd slaughter 100 goats. If I could, for but a while, for but the span of a single held breath, freeze the course of history, I'd never breathe there again. The flying ship, white and pointy like the fang of a desert behemoth, is halfway vanished in the gate. Her sails flutter, filled with winds of the stratosphere, hydrogen-powered jet nozzles but her searing bright steam. She is a wonder of engineering. She was born in a brilliant and ceaselessly vain mind, the mind of a man who was young and enamored with his own intellect. Her construction took 30 years, each stage bringing joy and pride to her maker, until the final one came. Oh, even now the ship is beautiful, bright and nimble, optimal. Even now, as I hate her with all my heart, and as I hate myself most of all, for every blueprint, every calculation, every spark of my cursed genius that brought her into being. It is too late, far too late. It would be too late even yesterday, as I roared in anger, a wounded lion vainly trying to catch a fleeing heron. Even a month ago, when she agreed to command the flight. Even 20 years ago, when, while checking her sums, with a trembling heart I was discovering that the flames that propelled my mind also burned in her. The sky gate closes with the implacable precision of a clock that has been ticking for eons. It won't be seen again until 4 generations turn, until the children of our grandchildren. And perhaps on that day, 147 years in the future, a flock of white ships shall hang up there in the firmament, awaiting their predecessor. Her hull will be dented and yellowy, sails torn, engines scuffing up the last. She will be driven by a crew who will have never seen our sky, and who will have known the endless deserts of their ancestors only as myth and legend. Perhaps then, on that distant day, through the words she had written, through the recordings of her voice, through the testament of her existence saved in the life support systems of the ship, perhaps then the soul of my daughter shall come back from its sojourn, one longer than any being can measure with its breath.